Welcome, fans, once again inside training camp here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Wednesday practice at the NovaCare Complex. We are looking right now at a deep cornerback group for this Eagles team, and what a pleasure it is to be able to talk about this group with the great Merrill Reese.
Thank you, Bo. It's good to be here. I don't know about the great, but it's the sunburn Merrill Reese, and the Merrill Reese who's happy that football is back again, and we're talking Eagles football.
So, Merrill, how does this work for you? You get to training camp. You're excited for training camp. By what, the second or third day of training camp, you can't wait for the preseason, and then by the second quarter of the first preseason game, you can't wait for the regular season?
Not actually. I enjoy every part of the process. I do. Mike and I sit up in the broadcast booth and call the games. When else do you have a chance to call an Eagles game and not really worry about or care who wins? I get into the season the way the team gets into the season. I ease into it. I enjoy it. I use it as an opportunity to learn, to find out about the different players vying for spots on the roster. To me, I've heard people say, oh, four preseason games are too many. You know, I think we don't want them to go into overtime.
Right.
And they get a little tough when you get into the fourth quarter when some of the people are known only to their mothers. But for the most part, I enjoy the relaxed atmosphere of broadcasting the four preseason games before it gets intense and dramatic.
And it is fun to sort of get to know these guys on the bottom of the roster who you probably won't see play. I mean, even the ones who make the team, like, for instance, Matthew Tucker, who made the team mm-hmm. last year. You get to see him actually do some things in the preseason while you wouldn't see him in the regular season. Let's talk a little bit about this cornerback group, though, as we see them go through it. Obviously, Kerry Williams and Bradley Fletcher return as the starters. Brandon Boykin, maybe the best nickel corner in the league. But I think, I don't know if you agree, Nolan Carroll has really stood out to me throughout the spring and this training camp so far. I think he's really pushing for serious playing time, maybe even a starting job.
Really? I didn't realize that. I mean, I've watched him, and I thought that the two starting jobs were pretty much locked. But I know that he's a good player, and he certainly gives them more depth than they've had in the past, more quality depth.
And that's one of the things that I think Bill Davis has talked about a little bit, and it's going to be very interesting this year because, as you know, D'Amico Ryans played more snaps than any defensive player last year. Connor Barwin played, I think, the second most of any linebacker. What we may see with this increased depth at cornerback is some more dime packages, some more sub-packages that allow D'Amico to get off the field. And when you have three quality outside corners and Brandon Boykin, I think that is more tools for Bill Davis to work with.
I was just speaking with Mike Quick about Brandon Boykin and the fact that he just might be the best pure athlete on this entire roster. He is an amazing player, and I know that he talks about being an outside corner, but he is phenomenal.
How do you feel about that? How do you feel about giving him work on the outside versus letting him thrive where he is really one of the best on the inside?
Well, I understand what they're talking about in terms of length today with your corners and because of the big wide receivers, but he's so gifted that I think he would be a star at any position.
Certainly something to look for throughout the preseason and into the regular season. Merrill Reese, we thank you for joining us as we take a look at practice here at the NovaCare Complex on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
My pleasure, Bo. This has been a good session so far, a good camp, and I think it's going to get more and more interesting as the days go on.
We sure hope so. Thanks, Merrill.